During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, her grandfather loved a clock in her mother's house, and after he passed, the clock quit working. But it starts working at family gatherings. Is it his way of saying he's still there?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Do you have a real ghost story to share with us? Because we would really like it if you shared it with us. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like an ad-free version of the show along with advanced episodes and access to the archive, then you can become a premium subscriber. Sign up through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free. You can also go to patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, and Harper's here today. And I have a question for you.
Yeah.
So how much did you love New York City? You guys just went on a vacation.
It was so cool.
You loved it.
I did.
Your dad said you want to move there.
I do. I really do.
And I told him, I said, you do know Harper will never quit with this. It's not going away now that you're home. She's going to keep it going.
It will never stop.
I am so happy. And that was your first trip there, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It was great.
See, next time you go, you'll have to take in a couple shows. But you guys did some real foodie sort of things. And what was your favorite thing that you did?
My favorite thing that we did? Definitely like all like the different restaurants that we went to. Because we went to like Per Se, Danielle, La Bernardin, and Aquavit. It was very, very good.
So what was the most interesting thing that you ate? Because your dad and you are both very adventurous.
The most interesting thing that I ate was probably like a little disc of like I think it was like pressed like sashimi or like and like crab all like together with caviar on top, and like around it was like little like crispy things, and like they topped it with a like creme fraiche and dill sauce. It was very good.
You know, it's so interesting at those really high-end restaurants, they'll present you this plate that it's got a big plate with like basically kind of one or two bites of food in the middle, and it's presented so beautifully.
It is.
And it's like, I don't really want to eat this because it kind of looks like a piece of art.
It does.
But here it goes.
I took so many pictures of it, and like I posted it on my social media account, and all my friends were like, oh my gosh, like, what is that even?
It's like, did you eat it? Yes, I did. Of course I did.
It was so good.
I like more things than just cheese pizza, okay?
Exactly.
Well, let's go to our ghost stories. This one is interesting to me, very interesting to me. So it goes, many years back, my brother gave my mother a Christmas gift. It was a beautiful wall clock, about 3 feet high, with a shiny brass pendulum encased in glass. My mother hung it in the dining room, and right away it became a permanent piece in her home. My mother's home is in eastern Wisconsin, has a big open floor plan, and it is the perfect place for all six of her children and their families to get together. Several of us live far away and end up spending overnights in her home. The rest of the families come around, and it's not unusual for us to have several days of food, drink, games, and good cheer together. God, it sounds like an amazing functional family.
Yeah.
What an interesting thing. Functional at the holidays.
I know, right?
It has always been the gathering place for us, and in the center of the room hung the clock. My mother's father, my grandfather Glenn, had always told her how much he liked that clock, and he honestly admired it, as Glenn was always fond of clocks. I remember he had an elaborate cuckoo clock in his own home, and a few years after she received the clock, the pendulum stopped swinging, and Glenn came over to fix it. He changed the batteries, oiled a few springs, and soon the clock was back on the wall, keeping time through the years. We never thought much of the clock, as most people get used to things that are always a steady and permanent fixture. And then in parentheses, excuse my pun, time went on. Sadly, Glenn became ill and died at 84 in February 2008. We gathered at my mother's house to dig through photos and share stories about Glenn's life. I was 8 months pregnant then and wrote a tribute to him that I gave in front of a packed church that day. Through all the commotion, we never noticed that at some time over the 3 or 4 days, the clock had stopped working. It was not until everyone left that my mother actually noticed it. She called my brother over to fix it, and no matter how hard he tried, he could not get it going. She always meant to bring it to a proper clock repair shop, but never got around to it. After several months and a few furniture rearrangements, the clock ended up on the other end of the large vaulted room, this time on a wall, opposite the dining area behind a large plant. 10 months after Glenn's death, the Christmas season came around, and it was then that my mother first noticed the clock pendulum was moving again. She was not exactly sure when it started, but was glad to see it going. The house was filled with people for a few days as usual, and after the holiday, when the house was once again quiet, she sat down on the couch to rest and looked over at the clock, and the pendulum had stopped. She suddenly felt that her father Glenn had been there. Of course he was missed, and we all spoke of him often, but she had a real sense that he was there, and we were all together. The next gathering, that was the following spring, a baby shower for my sister, once again, the house filled up with people, and again, someone noticed the clock pendulum was moving. And again, after everyone left, it stopped. This routine has been happening for 8 years now. My mother will notice it moving a few days before we all get together and stop a few days after leaving. Once, after a lot of cleaning and putting the house back together, she sat down in a chair, noticing how quiet the house was. She looked over to the swinging pendulum and said, "Well, Dad, isn't it nice to have a quiet house again?" And suddenly, the pendulum started swinging. She immediately called my brother, convinced that Grandpa visits us through that clock. He always loved it when the family had get-togethers. It was his happiest moments. Now we almost expect it, asking upon our arrival, "When did the clock start swinging?" My stepfather was a skeptic at first, but after seeing this phenomenon occur over many times, he too believes it's Glenn. There have been theories that, of course, she starts cooking and the house heats up, loosening something, or that the doors opening and closing cause it to move, and so on. But no matter if we have a cookout outside, gather for a slice of birthday cake, or spend a long weekend opening gifts and playing games, the clock starts swinging. And it ends as soon as the house resumes the quiet passing of days until the next gathering. That's from Janelle. I think she wrote that so beautifully, by the way. Do you think that Glenn has anything to do with that?
I do.
I do too. I think it is one of the more beautiful, touching stories I've ever read.
Yeah.
I just love the idea of it. And even if it's not Glenn, I love the idea that it is.
Me too.
I would never in a million years tell these people, "Well, here's the reason the pendulum's not going." I want them to have this experience.
Me too.
I think it's just so special. And
I think the simplicity of not knowing is more complex than knowing.
And it's just something that this family shares. And I don't know. And honestly, I don't have another explanation for that. Why does this clock go and then... It stops, and then the family gets together, and it goes again. And he loved the clock. He loved the family get-togethers. And it's just kind of a way for Glenn to show that he's still there in spirit, watching over him. Mm. I think that is a beautiful story. I love that.
Yes.
So let's go to this phone call. Here you go.
Hi. So my name is Ashley. I'm from Nashville, Tennessee. I'm actually calling in regards to an update. So I had probably about a year ago or so ago, I had called in talking about a red cardinal story. And my story is whenever in like dire times, this one red cardinal pops up in times of need and offers, I guess, like a nice little lovely feeling and calms me down. So I had reached out to a psychic and a pretty reputable one, I believe, and she confirmed that that was my father. And so the red cardinal thing kind of died down for a little bit after that. But last Friday, so probably about 3 days ago now, I had gotten into a heated conversation with my husband, and things got pretty heated. So I had walked next door to our church, because where we live in Nashville is out in the country. And so the cell phone service stops right at the church next door. So if I ever like want to go and make a phone call and use cell service, not Wi-Fi, I go next door to the church. So I go next door to get like some fresh air from my heated conversation, call my family, tell them I'm about to do X, Y, and Z. It is pretty heated. And all of a sudden, I'm seeing, at this point in the conversation, I'm talking about calling the cops, just to be real. And I, at that moment in time, I happened to look over to this tree right in front of the church, and this bird, this red cardinal, is like coming down and like flying towards that tree. And it's like stopping and just looking at me with like this urgency. And this red cardinal before too, in like another situation in times of need, it would look at me with like a very concerned look. And so it gave me that same look, and then it would hop over to the next tree, look at me, fly over. Like, it was just getting really agitated and like worried. And it kind of dawned on me. I was like, oh my goodness, that could be the red cardinal, AKA my dad. Or it could just be a red cardinal. We do have red cardinals everywhere. Like, not everywhere, but around Nashville. So it's not uncommon, but it's also not, like, an abundance either. So, anyway, that was my story. I just thought it was cute that it showed up again in a really urgent time of need. All right, thanks. Love the podcast. Bye.
So what do you think about that one? And the cardinal?
I think that's really cute, because I always associated cardinals with like spiritual, with like spiritual things, like my great grandpa. That's just like that's just another thing that my family does. So that's really cool.
And that kind of reminds me of the first story, that even if the cardinal has nothing to do with it, I want to believe for her that it does.
Me too.
You know, because like with me, and my thing is pennies, or with my dog is hummingbirds. Because you don't see hummingbirds very often. And then after he passed, I've seen them a few times. So nobody's ever going to convince me that hummingbird wasn't sent by my dog, period.
Yeah.
And in that situation, with her being really upset, like this was a pretty serious sounding situation she was in, that's when you would need your dad. And your dad would be like, I'm here. And he would send you that sign.
Yeah.
And that, and so for her to get that cardinal right then when she really needed a sign, I think that's beautiful.
Definitely.
Those are two really beautiful stories.
Yeah.
So let's do one more quick one. It says, I wanted to share a story that happened to me and the information I found out about it many years later from talking to my father. When I was about 15, we moved from New York City to an affluent Long Island suburb. I was not thrilled with the move, but as a child, I didn't have much of a say. Even though I was the middle child, I ended up with the largest bedrooms, the finished attic. I would not want the finished attic. Might be cool space, but I don't think I could live there. It was a large room separated into two sections by the staircase, which came up through the center of the room. Sorry, I lost my place. There were three light switches at the top of the stairs, one for each side of the room, and the center switch for the light at the base of my stairwell. I made friends at my new school, and we would hang out in my room a lot because we had a lot of room and we could secretly smoke cigarettes by hanging out one of my windows. After about a few months of living there, things began to get strange. My TV in my bedroom would turn itself on in the middle of the night, and I would feel an extreme heaviness when I was in my room. My closet doors would be found open, and some of my things would go missing. I told my parents what was happening, but they told me I must be imagining things. Things progressed to the point where my friends were aware of the situation and also felt uncomfortable in my room. We would go out, and before we would walk down the stairs, I would say out loud, "I'm turning my lights off," only to reach a sidewalk and look up at my windows and see my lights turned on. That would be the creepiest feeling. As soon as my older sister moved out, I moved into her room. I couldn't even bear to go back upstairs to move my stuff down into her room, so I would run up and down the stairs, grab what I needed, bolt back downstairs as fast as I could. Fast forward to now. I was speaking with my dad about creepy places, and he told me, "You know you were never alone in your old room at that old house, right?" I couldn't believe it. He had known. He said that he would see a shadow of someone walking around through the windows up there when they knew I wasn't home, and they would hear footsteps in my room. I guess they thought if they ignored it, it would go away. Guess the middle child gets no respect. Thanks for listening, Joe. I think that is crazy. Like, that maybe it's they weren't ignoring it. It was more like they didn't want to scare her.
Yeah.
And Joe is spelled just J-O, by the way, so I'm assuming it's a girl.
Yeah.
But that kind of would be my guess. Like, because say you were having experiences, but didn't it say that she had said something and they had said to her, like, it was just in her head? Oh, I told my parents what was happening. They told me I must be imagining things. But they knew. So
yeah,
maybe a bit of denial. And maybe, too, maybe they didn't. I don't know. I just think if you're seeing a shadow person in the room and your daughter's telling her things are happening, I think just saying it's your imagination, it's kind of, it would make you feel like the crazy one. As the kid.
Yeah.
It's like, well, my parents don't believe me. I must just be imagining it. And then at least she had friends who could validate it for her.
Yeah.
That's the weird thing about, I get why you want to protect your kids, but sometimes when you don't acknowledge it with your kids, like if that was you, your kid, like how would that make you feel?
I don't know. I feel like I'd feel crazy.
Because especially if it's happening in there, like you're imagining it.
Yeah.
And then years later to find out they knew all along something was happening. But then do you tell your child and does that scare them even more? Or how about, how would you like to share a bedroom with your sister? Just to get her out of the attic.
Yeah.
Ugh, I don't know. Because the attic space sounds cool, but could you live in an attic?
No.
I couldn't either. Not possible.
Makes me wonder what happened in the attic.
I know it. Something happened there. But that would be so creepy to leave with your friends, go, okay, I am shutting off the lights. That's so something I would do. I would be, look at me, shutting off the lights. Everybody acknowledge it. Then you get outside and the lights are on.
Oh, I don't like that.
I don't either. That's so creepy. So if you have a real ghost story and you would like to share it with us, we would love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember, if you'd like a no commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the archive, you could become a premium subscriber. Sign up through Apple Podcasts. You could also go through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
What if you could get more from what you already do? When you're a Shell Fuel Rewards member, you can. When you join, you'll save 10 cents per gallon on your first fill, 20 cents per gallon on your second, 30 cents per gallon on your third, and more savings on every fill after that. Join the Shell Fuel Rewards program in the Shell app and enjoy life with more. Your nearest Shell station is closer than you think.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.